Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. I'm glad if you're here. We're going to do a rebroadcast of last week's show with Hummingbird. And I'm very excited because the show was so nice. I said we need to rebroadcast the show. But some updates, Organic Nation Listening Club have went to that we're doing a play, a storytelling play, coming up Tuesday, October 17th. And it's very interesting because we have returned to the artist rep, and it's called Coming and Going. And it's a special evening of music performance that celebrates Portland late great Native American musician Jim Pepper. So I will take the audience into a deep listening space of images and emotional landscape, humor, warmth, and political awareness that integrates into uplifting evening of jazz performance and storytelling. And I got the greatest musicians in Portland and in the world to me. We got Renato Corinta on reeds, and he's going to tell stories about Jim Pepper. I got Carlton Jackson, and he plays drums and soundscape, and he's going to do some storytelling about Jim Pepper. All these cats has really played with Jim Pepper more than I have. You got LaRonda Steele vocals and storytelling, and we have a blessing with Norman Sylvester guitar vocals, and he's going to tell some stories. And then John Mazzacco bass, and he has some stories. So it's going to be a fun evening on October 17th at 7:30 at Artist Repertorial Theater in Portland, Oregon. So as you're passing through, check it out. And we are so happy that you are listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club. And then the new record's going to come out next year. I decided to put out next year called Organic Nation Listening Club. So there's a lot of things that's happening. But I want to get to this show. And this show that's of last week was very interesting, and it's going to explain itself, and it's talking about marriage. And so let's just dig it to dig it. You got to dig it to dig it, and you have to dig it to dig it, and you have to dig it to dig it.
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing. Do this thing. Do this thing. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Organic Nation Mission Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody that's online, I want to welcome David Arnett Cherry to our city. He's here for the SOAR conference. So welcome, David. And you're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club. Good morning. Everybody not
good
doing
morning.
Anything. I'm hyped.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Well, we're going to get into some conversation this morning. But before we do that, we want to thank David Arnett Cherry again for including us all in this. And I want to welcome him to Arlington, Dallas, Fort Worth. He's going to the Potter's House SOAR conference today for entrepreneurs. So let's wish him all the luck in the world and whatever endeavors that he is trying to get to, that it will be accomplished. And we also want to get into a conversation that's been deep on my heart, and I got some really cool people online with me. I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to Ira Sean, the unhidden comedian that the world don't know anything about. I want to welcome him online. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I also want to recognize Shia, a playwright, entrepreneur, she's Jamaican. She does everything. I want to bring Shia online. Shai, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Morning. How are you?
We are awesome. So, David, do we have a little word of wisdom before we start antagonizing people and poking folks and saying
no,
all the wrong
things? That's going to come back. I like to jump right into this right now.
All right.
Right into it, and I come back with something later on the second part.
You
know,
yeah,
but I want to jump right into this. Because we've been looking forward to this, you know, and we want to thank Hummingbird for also putting this together. And so let's just jump into what's been on your heart. I want to hear this one.
Well, we've been looking at me, and you want to go and get into it. You know, this is my thing.
Yeah.
I've been looking at marriages and how they're doing marriages, like, what would you call it? Revolving door, you come in and go out. Is the traditional marriage that our parents had, the longevity, the stick and stay, the death do us part, does that exist anymore? Is that realistic, or is marriage like a business now? Once the business looks like it's going bad, you just jump out. I'm just asking. Because let me tell you, I'm going to put mine out there first. I am divorced. It wasn't a revolving door with me, but it was a circumstance that needed to be done. Sometimes we jump into a relationship and we think it's going to work, even though we see the sign that this is a fool. But we just don't. You know, we want to be and we're supposed to hide all faults. Well, no, we just close our eyes to it. So I want everybody to chime in on it. We got two ladies on here, so you know we love romance and we like all the traditional stuff. So, Sean, since you a lady and you there with me, I want you to pop off and say something first before we start letting Sean and David get involved in this, because I'm sure we're going to hear a whole nother thing with them.
Oh, yeah. They definitely can wait, though. We got a lot to say on this one.
Right. We do. What do you think? Is that a such thing as marriage anymore?
See, with me, I do believe there is a such thing as marriage, but I just don't believe that it exists for certain people, depending on their lifestyles nowadays. Like, social media has ruined marriage, I believe, for the most part, because now people got so many, unrealistic expectations. It's so crazy. And then, of course, on top of that, genetic enhancements and modifications, the world is just too crazy. Successful marriages. That's what I believe.
Wow. So you think putting a big butt, putting butt fat in your cheeks and your butt and all that, those enhancements to women or men, I don't know what they can do to you guys. Y'all got to holler at me and let me know about that. But the enhancement of women is, huh?
I said now they do both. They become men and women.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. You did say that. Okay. I was sure you quiet back there. I'm sure you got a lot to say.
I am just listening. I am a married man, and I've been married for 20 years, and I can't wait to get out.
You can't wait. I can't wait.
But you just said I can't wait to get out.
Are you waiting for the termination date? Or are you just like divorcing? How do you want to do this?
I'm waiting for my son to graduate.
Well,
so
my
marriage is more like a business. It didn't start out that way, of course. It started out a love thing. You know, we loved each other. We wanted to be with each other. However, over the course of time, you know, the marriage has kind of just went its own way. And I think just kind of like Sha said, a lot to do with social media, expectations that we have now. You know, anytime that we get tired, we get bored, we want something different. We want to move on. I don't think that the commitment's there anymore. I think with religion, we just don't value marriage like we used to.
That we don't.
And a lot of people that I speak to are the same way. I see so many people in and out of marriages, 3 and 4, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's a phase now for people. I don't think that they're serious about marriage anymore, the commitment that a marriage brings.
That's true. And I think they're not looking at the spiritual value of it, or what was behind the marriage constitution in the very beginning. It was supposed to be like it's supposed to be like the marriage is to the church, Jesus Christ's marriage to the church. So it's supposed to sustain everything. But unfortunately, the world has put its own little thing in it, and it has made it to a point that soon as you can get in a marriage today and be divorced in 2 months because of what you assumed. You're absolutely right, Chad. What you assumed this person was going to be like. But my question is, we see all the signs before we say I do. We do. I don't care what nobody say. Y'all can say you don't. That's a lot of hell because I saw mine. I just thought it wasn't going to happen to me because I thought it was different. So why do we go into things seeing our eyes wide open? I understand love. It don't hide all faults. Like I was saying before, it makes you close your eyes to things. You just say, oh, it's going to go away. It's going to go away. It's going to go away. But if we see these things ahead of time, we see that those are the things that we're not going to want to tolerate here in the next 5 years or 6 years. Why don't we go into it anyway? Why? Because I saw he was a fool. I'm like, who is killing that woman? And I'm like, why is he talking to her like that? Well, I'm glad that ain't me. And turned my butt around and sat in my car, and he got right on this, and I said, I love you, babe. And coming up, you know, I saw it. I looked at him talk to a woman like she was, and it was his ex-wife. And I'm thinking, whew, child, as soon as he got mad at me, I was like, whew, I remember them words because I heard them before. Because he was saying it to her. You know what I'm saying? Now it's me sitting there, and I'm sure there's another woman saying, whew, look, he's talking to her bad. Ooh, pity and baby. My question is, when we see this stuff, when we see this is how they are, why do we still say I do instead of saying, let me wait till you change this, or let's work on changing this, because, Negro, in the next 10 years, if this is the same way, either one of us will have a knot on our head, or we're going to have to be gone. So, why do we do it? Why do we do it? What is it? Sean, you've never been married, right?
I haven't. But I will.
Go ahead.
I would say in responding to your question and what you said, I honestly think that people are, like, in love with the idea of love. Like, I don't really think they're in love with the person. They're in love with the idea. They want to experience it because that's what they taught. But like I said, the world now, it's like a world of trends. So now that everybody's getting married, they think it's, like, a thing to do. It's not about the spirit connection. Like you said, it's more of a business thing now. And nowadays, it ain't even that. It's just social media. I want to get likes. I want to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to get followers. So just follow through. Like, nothing is real. People aren't genuine. And then on top of that, like I said, everything I think to me just resorts back to social media because human interaction has even been compromised due to social media. So when people actually get together, they don't communicate. They don't know how to without texting each other. Oh. So that's why I'm like, it's just the idea with the love in the of being in love. That's what I think it is. Or you think you can change this? You think you that?
And
special.
That's the argument you start there. Most of us think you can change them. You know,
that's true.
With my love, you'll change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as we see, it doesn't happen that way. And then there's no stigmatism with divorce anymore. It used to be a time when you would look down upon if you got a divorce or how sad it was that you couldn't make your marriage work.
that stigmatism no longer exists. You know, people are applauding for getting a divorce. They throw divorce parties now, you know?
They do,
though. They do.
I miss that. Hey, that's the way they have a party. I'm free and single. They do have divorce parties. They do. You're absolutely correct. Do you guys think social media also creates divorce? Because now you can connect to the world. Women are throwing themselves out there to men like it ain't nothing. Men are throwing themselves out there to women like it ain't. All you got to do is be on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want to get on. And do you think by then they have access to the world, and the world having access to you, and you have access to women and men that you've never been able to talk to before, now you're able to get to it. Do you think that also is affecting marriages, making them stay together?
Of course, more possibilities, you know? So exactly. So the more I see, the more I'm tempted to buy.
That's true. But,
and then you start seeing other people do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so my friend is doing it. It's okay for me to do.
No, it's a trendy thing.
That's
we're
a
on
good
a trend.
Point. That's a good That's a good point.
So
I think marriage sometimes is...
There you go.
Oh, no, I think what happens in the marriage is that people, they don't want to take the time to work things out, and they don't make a balance.
Yeah.
I think in marriage you need a balance. Like if somebody is doing good and your stuff is not really happening, especially being an artist, you got to kind of bounce back and support that other person too, and don't neglect them when your career or whatever. You have to try to keep a balance in a marriage. And it's not all about, I mean, it shouldn't be about all finances all the time, but you do want to have that. But, I mean, that's number one. But people seem like they just don't have the time. They don't slow it down and communicate and work it out. But I go back to the point that what everybody was saying, the social media does put access to you and tempts people just to check it out, I think, you know.
I believe so, too. I think we, I see grown men. We're talking about 40, 50. We're talking about grown men that are on, I call them internet hoes. I mean, you're an internet hoe. You just out there slaying yourself to internet. It's your DM. So I think finances and this social media frenzy, the fact that we can connect to people that we weren't able to connect before. And there are people that don't have any morals, y'all. There's some people that don't have no morals.
The moral compass of our country has changed completely.
Yes.
You know, it's so acceptable to be a hoe now. You know, it's a good thing now to be a hoe.
It is.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's a true fact there.
Then Amber Rose just have like her second or third slut walk to embrace it. Like that, it's so crazy how the tables have turned like that.
Yeah. So you know,
listen, what's that popular song they got now? You have him Monday through Friday, and I have him on the weekend.
Oh my God, my grandma
talking about scissor the weekend.
I'm the weekend. My grandbaby let me hear that last weekend, and they say, Mama. She talking about she got him, don't say anything, but you can have him all during the week. I was like, what is that? She said, I love this song. They are 12 and 14. And they know
so
the
now you got
this
women
song.
Making it acceptable to share their man.
There you go.
You know, hey,
there
it's okay. Where they used to be like, no, you know, we were exclusive.
Yeah.
Now women are saying,
well,
hey, you have him under through Friday, I have him under the week.
Well, what is that song? Monday, Sunday, Monday. That's when I was doing this. What? Who was that?
Well,
that's a long time ago, too.
Exactly.
Sunday, Monday,
music
Tuesday,
changed.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. I forgot
hey,
that. But that's a good one.
We was doing it, too. We just did it low-key. It is good to show that you can be a whore or whatever, now pop publicly. Those songs were one in a million back then because we were doing it all low-key. I'm not saying that hoeing and whoremongering wasn't happening. I'm just saying it was hidden, just like homosexuality is now a big thing. It's good to be bi now,
It's good to be trans now. That's the new thing. Everything is, you know, to the world. I'm just saying to the world. It's good to do that now. It's good to be out in the public and say that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You're popular, boy. You say you go both ways. Woo-hoo-hoo. But you know what I'm saying? The God that I know that we serve, he didn't like that. That was abomination. But he says follow the laws of the land. So what do? The world
well,
is okay.
I think
back
then,
the law of the land is different than the ways of the world.
Hmm.
And I think people get those mixed up. And we use all kinds of justifications, as you know, to do what we want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I use percentages. Mm-hmm. You know, there are more women on earth than there are men. Therefore, God didn't want us to be faithful. Why would he want all these other women not to have nobody?
Oh, you can say.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh my God,
okay.
all of them.
We worked that one out.
We got a fix for that.
Y'all need to stop going to jail. That was funny.
There's more women out here than men because half of y'all in the pen. That's the problem when it comes to our black men. So we just don't want to marry no jailbird. And half of us got it. So, come on now. It's not that. It's just the fact that y'all won't stay alive. Either y'all dead or in jail. What's up? Y'all got to give us a break.
Mm-hmm. Or with somebody, or I wouldn't let them in. So, nowadays.
Yeah, I can go and go to a chick now, and I'll be popular.
Exactly.
I can go and just,
I don't
care
if the world got so quiet, though. Like, the world used to speak up. Like, the world used to, like, you know, make people pay for pay consequences for their actions. Like, it was just basically based on morals and what's right and what's wrong. But now it's no responsibility because they're so afraid of hurting people's feelings. It's like back in the day when you told, like people to stop whooping their kids, and now people acting a plum fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty much, like, that's what happened. They tried to resort to not spanking us no more and let us, like, do it on our own and guide us through, and now we just messed up.
You're right.
Well, our country is so diverse now, too. You have people from all walks of life, all opinions, all thoughts, all religious beliefs. And when you mix all those in this big old melting pot, you know, it all bleeds. And people start taking on other attributes of other people, their ideas, their beliefs. And now we're just crazy. You know, and social media makes that acceptable. You know, the more I see somebody else doing something, I don't feel so isolated and alone in doing it. You know, I don't feel by myself now that I'm getting a divorce. Because guess what? Everybody else on social media is getting a divorce. All my friends are cheating. So that's the thing to do. Fornication ain't considered a sin no more.
It's not.
You lame if you ain't fornicating.
You.
Not.
That's a good way of putting it in your head to make you feel good about what you're doing. Yeah, look, he did it.
Yeah.
Look, he did it 5 times. I only did it once. I'm late. It's just, I think that we as adults should start looking at our own moral compass when we start doing things. I understand that sometimes we do marry the wrong person. Like, which time I put my ring on the wrong finger now because I know that thing was wrong for me. And it's not to say that I didn't work at it. I can't say that. But you got to understand, too, it takes two in this situation to make it work. If I'm working at something and that other party is still doing their thing, it ain't going to work. It don't matter. I don't care how I bend, lay down, pray, and cry. God don't make nobody love you, and he's not going to make anybody act a certain way with you. They got to want to do all of these things. But as a woman, and I'm talking as a woman perspective, we tend, a good woman, let me put that in there, we tend to try to stay too long. We keep trying to fix something that's unfixable because if he doesn't know he's broke, he can't fix it. Same thing with a man and a woman. If she doesn't think that the thing she's doing is incorrect, it's not no fixing it. So you might as well fix yourself and get the heck on. Because it's not going to work.
Hello. Men don't want to be married. Most men don't want to get married.
Damn,
this is a woman's dream.
Well,
it's
well,
a funny
you know.
Thing. You really think
a lot
that?
Of us do either by four.
Some men do want to be, you know, with someone and enjoy that. There's some people that are with each other for years and years. Now you're going to have problems, but you have to work them out, you know. But I think marriage sometimes makes it where you can't get out, but now you're saying that they can get out now. It used to be that you would stay, like if we go back to the original question with the parents, and they stayed and hung through some heavy things that, you know, and, you know, today people get out real fast. You said, like, in 2 months, I can get out, you know. You wouldn't, you
yeah,
know.
Well, Mark,
I think that's what you, what the conversation is talking about, that you can get out and all the you know. Basically,
yeah. you can just say bye, you can just leave.
Yeah, you can
but
just walk on out,
at,
and that's it.
Yeah, you can just say, shoot the dudes and say, holler at you. My thing is I saw my mother and my father stay married for 60 years, and I'm telling you, to her death, he was with this woman. I can't say he was perfect. I can't say he was faithful. I can't say any of that, but I knew he stuck and stayed when it was tough. So I don't think those men, that type of man, that type of honoring, ethical, moral men exist. I'm sure there's some out there. Probably if you got 50, you may have two. But it's hard to do that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I'm sure it's hard to cycle.